If you will turn into the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesied, say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, all, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up from your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from the graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Ezekiel described a Halloween-type scene that would have frightened the most courageous person listening today. Israel was a nation that had been defeated, and its people lived in exile. For Ezekiel, he had a dream for the restoration of Israel. What can be done when we honestly believe our dreams may come true? Well, faithful Ezekiel went out to look on Israel's army and saw nothing but dry bones. Sometimes life can throw us a curveball or two. However, we must not give up on our dreams because our faith actually won't permit us to do so. Fred Rogers, who died in 2003, did make his dream come true, though it didn't happen automatically. In the early 1950s, Fred felt guided by God to pursue the new media of television as a behind-the-scenes person. Fred had watched some very poor-quality children's television programming and sought to improve upon it. Simultaneously, he was called to be a minister, though it eventually took him 8 years to complete his theology degree because of television work. The day prior to graduation from seminary, Fred received a call from denomination officials who told him that there was insufficient money to help finance a children's television program which he had originally proposed. Fred was at first disappointed because he had imagined a church-funded television program was the path God had directed him to pursue. The day after he received his diploma, a television executive telephoned and asked him if he would relocate to Canada for the opportunity to produce a new children's program hosted by himself. There may be a resistance on our part to follow through with things which we don't want to do or even understand. For Fred, He didn't desire to leave his home in Pittsburgh, but he understood that it would be best and necessary to follow God's guidance. While Fred had suffered a mild setback from his original plan, he clung to his dream of reaching children through quality television programming. Fred returned to Pittsburgh several years later to work at a fledgling public television station, which hired him to develop a children's show called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Incidentally, the United Presbyterian Church ordained Fred Rogers as an evangelist to work with children and families through the mass media. As it has been said frequently, Fred Rogers was the most viewed minister in the history of television, with an audience totaling millions of preschoolers and children without even raising his voice. Ezekiel in his vision saw a battlefield, but there was nothing lying there except bones. What he witnessed were the ruins of a defeated Israel. When there is disappointment in our lives, we must seek guidance from God. Reality-wise, while in the midst of a significant problem, we desire to resolve things without any outside help. We must be willing to turn our ambitions over to God and act on God's instructions. Isaac Lidsky had been a rising television child and teen star in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Stardom was calling him. The television series Saved by the Bell made him a household name among his own age group. Nothing could stop him, but something did. When he was 15 years old, Isaac was diagnosed by his doctors that due to a genetic disorder of the eyes, he would probably lose his sight within 10 years. Did Isaac give up? Not by a long shot. Isaac enrolled at Harvard and graduated at 19, followed by law school, in which he completed at age 22. Now visually impaired, Isaac has published a book on how problems or situations cannot rule our lives and through determination that they may be overcome. The book is called Eyes Wide Open, Overcoming Obstacles and Recognizing Opportunities in a World That Can't See Clearly. Isaac could have thrown himself the largest pity party of all time, but he wouldn't settle for such a thing. He has established today his own law firm here in Florida and is married with 4 children in his life. I'd say this fella is truly a hero and a success story at the same time. God gave instructions to Ezekiel, and Ezekiel followed them. He preached to the dry bones, and the dry bones were transformed. Having faith in God is inspirational and wonderful, though it is essential that we need to act on that faith. Faith alone doesn't work. It takes faith and works. Remember Florence Nightingale, known as the Lady with the Lamp? She knew God had called her to be a nurse, and it was with her steadfast determination that the nursing profession soon found legitimacy. Prior to that, no respectful woman would have been a nurse. Millions of lives have been saved, all because of a God-given conviction of one person called Florence Nightingale, an English woman who refused to take no for an answer because of God's call to service. Getting back to Ezekiel did act on his faith, and those body parts came together, which was a tremendous miracle. God breathed life into those skeletons, and they lived again. We must have faith in God in order to help us resolve our problems. But until we step back and permit God to get involved, there will be no resolution. There's an old phrase called, let go, let God. There needs to be a personal, spiritual awakening by an encounter with God. Now, that can be today, it can be tomorrow, it can be every day of our lives. We need to be awakened by our encounter with God. For many of us, that is the one thing that our dreams lack. Ezekiel encourages us to continually nurture our dreams and rescue them from the defeat of failure only with God's help. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, sometimes when we have reached a crossroads in our life, we wonder which road we should take. Well, we know that we should ask you which direction to go. Like always, sometimes we take our own decision and we go our way and it ends up becoming a mess. Help us, O Lord, in our faith that we may serve you even more faithfully. Like Florence Nightingale, let us move forward in our faith and not be stagnant in it. Lord, don't allow us to have a stagnant faith, but a vibrant and active faith. We ask you always, O Lord, to help us out. This we pray through the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.